All right, God is great. God is good. And His mercy endures forever. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. This is a message about Israel. It will come to pass. It hasn't come to pass yet. But as Israel goes, so goes the lukewarm church. As Israel goes, so goes the lukewarm church. They will go through the tribulation because they're not ready when Jesus comes. And so the lukewarm church is a church that's neither hot nor cold. They're neither here nor there. In other words, they're a hybrid made up by man. They mix God and man together, but he can't be mixed like that except in Jesus. So the lukewarm church is a false church, but that doesn't mean there's not hope. It just simply means they won't be ready when he comes. So the church follows Israel if they're under a law. If they're under a law, you're lukewarm. Nobody can love God with all your heart if you're under a law. Amen. Nobody can love God with all your heart and your soul and your strength if you're under a law. Amen. So the church today, the bulk of the church today is Laodicean. It's part of the church of Laodicean, the last and the seventh church age before Jesus returns. He cannot return until Israel is dealt a blow. Israel are full of unbelievers. Now, I know there are believers in Israel, certainly some of the Messianic Jews and others. But regardless of that, the bulk of the Israelis will perish. And I'm wearing a beard today because I know that Alex wore a beard today. And so I forgot to shave.
Praise the Lord.
You shaved yours off.
I have a shaver in the car.
For Sunday.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But since it's a small group, don't tell anybody. I forgot to shave. Now, Israel is an example to us of what happens when you're lukewarm. What happens when you're neither hot nor cold. What happens to you. And the book of Revelation is actually not written to just Jews, but it was written to everybody. But it's particularly written to the Jewish people. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice, he will what? He will answer. He will respond to that knocking. And he's trying to get into his church. And his church is, no, don't come here. Because they haven't been perfected yet, and they're not about to. And so, but, however, there is hope, because the hot zestos, the hot church, can make anybody hot, whether you're lukewarm or, and that's where your prayers are. Your prayers right now are for the lukewarm church. Amen. Your prayers are not for the righteous who believe by faith. You know, Israel's only mistake was when she heard Moses. She didn't meet it with faith. They forgot the rock from which they were hewn. Mm. They forgot the rock. You know what that rock is? It's Abraham. Mm-hmm. And his faith. Okay. That's the rock. Yeah. The rock is the promise of God. And so the law is disannulled. It's no longer powerful. The law cannot make anyone perfect. And so that law is not older than the promise. The promise is 430 years older. And that promise that was given to Abraham is the only promise in the world that counts for us. Amen. Every other promise is breakable. Yep. The promises that we make toward one another are predicated upon God's faithfulness to fulfill it. They're not they're not going to be fulfilled by you. Faith is not active in love. Faith is always passive. So how can it be active in love? Oh, it's easy. Faith is active, but faith is passive toward Jesus. He does it all. And so faith is in Jesus, the living word. The written word gives you faith in the word, the living word, who is active in love. In other words, the Father was in the Son, reconciling the world to himself. And so the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Nine fruits of the Spirit, that's Jesus. That's just nothing but Jesus. Lord. Because you can't do that. You cannot perfect yourself. Amen. None of those things can come from an unbeliever. They all come from someone who has total faith in God. Total. Absolute total faith in God to do creation, redemption, justification, sanctification, glorification, perfection, marrying Jesus, give eternal life. All of that and every so much more. Everything that God has promised, you cannot do. Everything God has promised, you cannot do. So you are dependent. You will always be dependent. You are like a child. That's why God calls us children. Amen. We're children of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, of the promise. We Christians are children of the promise. It's so good that even the church doesn't understand it. It's so good that many in the church remain lukewarm. They don't know how good it is. Doing a good work is the most evil thing you can do. I won't say it again. If you do a good work, in your estimation, it's rejected by God. Amen. It's not good. Only what God does is good. God does the impossible, you do the possible. The possible is sin. The possible is guilt. So all you have ever done was be guilty. All you are guilty, and you be guilty by your deeds. Unless the promise disannuls. But the promise which came before cannot be disannulled by the law. The commandments of God cannot disannul. In fact, the commandments of God are the covenant that God made based on the promise. Hallelujah. That was the rock from which Israel was hewn. You've forgotten your rock. Other nations have a rock, and it's no rock at all. It's nothing. It's sand. Shifting sand. And so today, Baalism isn't a religion anymore, but it is Buddhism. It is Hinduism. It is Confucianism. It is, you know, the Islamic religion. All of those. It's the Catholic religion, believing in work. It's everything that's under a law. We are not under a law. We're under grace. We're under the promise. We're under faith. We're under Scripture, Amen. Which teaches the promise. So it's been forgotten. The forgotten God. He's not forgotten. Mm-hmm. I remember him.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I remember him. Amen. Every day I call him to mind. Yes. Jesus, you're the only God I have. Amen. If you don't answer, no one's going to answer. Yes. Because man at his best state is altogether vanity. Yes. I mean, at his best. Imagine people at their worst state. What are they? Just sheer open rebellion and evil. Mm-hmm. That's all. The wicked. But the wicked won't make it. None of the wicked will make it because God intends for the wicked to repent. Which was, what does repent mean?
Change
your mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the change your mind is not in the direction of sin. Right. It's in the direction of salvation. Yeah. Redemption. Mm-hmm. For the God who is our creator is also our redeemer, is also our bridegroom. And so all men will be part of the bride. All women will be called sons of God. So God mixes up metaphors sometimes. Yeah. But when God does it, it's perfect. Yeah. If I do it, it won't make any sense. So those mysteries I don't try to penetrate. The darkness cannot be overcome by the truth of God. The darkness cannot be overcome by the truth of God. No, the opposite. The darkness cannot apprehend what God has done. Your reason is not sufficient to understand anything in the Bible. Your emotions cannot be built on anything in the Bible. Your will cannot be understood by anything in the Bible. It goes against your will. Not my will, but thine be done. Your mind, take every thought captive to the word of God. Make it obey the word of God. Well, no mind wants to do that. There's nobody's mind can grasp the majesty of God's promise. So, as goes Israel. Now, let's talk about Israel's salvation.
Amen.
Ezekiel 37. This is Israel's salvation. So not every Israeli is an unbeliever. Some are believers in Yeshua HaMashiach. Some are believers that Jesus is the Messiah. The hand of the Lord was upon me.
Where are we at?
37, Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Ezekiel, it means God is my strength. God is the strength of his people. The hand of the Lord is upon me, the son of man. This Ezekiel is son of man, just like King David was son of man, just like anyone great in the Lord. Great in the Lord. America cannot be great without the Lord.
That's true.
America cannot be good without the Lord.
Amen.
America cannot do anything right if it does it on its own.
Amen.
So I know Jeffers is now preaching a sermon this week or sometime about, you know, America is a Christian nation. He's not preaching it because everybody is Christian. That's not why he's preaching it. He's just saying the Judeo-Christian heritage that the Jews introduced and Jesus fulfilled. He fulfilled it. He kept the law for you. He loved God with all his heart, soul, and strength. He did it for you.
Amen.
Now you've kept it. Now you're going to reap what he sowed.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't reap what you sowed.
Amen.
He reaped what you sowed. He died on the cross for you. Now you don't have to die. You'll never face the second death. So say it. I will not die.
I will not die.
You're not going to die. You could be alive today. You could make a decision today. Not a decision for Christ, that kind of decision. Just simply, if you have perfect peace, thou shalt keep him, so you don't do it, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is set, is stayed. It doesn't wiggle.
Fixed.
On thee, because thou trusteth in God.
Amen.
And it goes on and on and on. Read that whole chapter, Isaiah 26, 3. That whole chapter is so powerful. But it's talking about Israel, and here's the true Israel. This is the true Israel that will be resurrected on the last day. The last day meaning now. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were dry. So this means they've been laying there a long time. The vultures have eaten off their flesh. There's no more sinews. There's no more skin. There's nothing left. Those are just bones that you dig up like a mummy from the Egyptian pyramid. So those bones are lying out in open in the valley. They're in the valley. And then I said, lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh, Lord, you know. You know. Don't. Why are you asking me? They're just bones. They're dry. They have no moisture. No life. Life. L'chaim. They don't have any life in them. But at your word, son of man, obey what I'm going to say to you. Speak to these bones, and they shall live. Amen. Speak to these bones, and they shall live. Can you speak to Israel today?
Amen. Yes.
You can. You can. You can speak to Israel. Why? These bones will live.
Praise God.
They just forgot the rock from which they were hewn. Yes. That rock is different than all the other rocks in the world. All the other rocks are no rocks at all. Ours is the only rock that can subdue and crush all the other rocks in the world. Because they're nothing. They're vain. They're void. They're empty. They're built on the law. Law perfects nothing. Law perfects nothing. The natural law, God's law, I don't care what kind of law it is, civil law, any kind of law you have, they will not perfect anything. Anything man-made cannot be perfected if you made it. But if God makes you a new creation, kine katesis, if he makes you a new creation, well, then you're not part of this world. You're spiritual, born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit every day.
Hallelujah.
And led of the Spirit from now on. Oh, that's a Christian. That's a mature Christian. And he perfected you in love, not in faith. Didn't perfect you in faith. He didn't perfect you in hope. Mm-mm. When you see him, you'll be just like him. And he who hopes in him, he who hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You'll be like God. You will actually feel it, understand it, do it, will it, just like God does. You'll be like gods. This is the true meaning of that verse. You'll be like gods. And you'll be able to be like him. You won't be him, but you'll be like him. And everywhere you go, you manifest God. Everywhere you go. And even I had a funeral yesterday, but yesterday, all the people that gathered there at the graveside heard the gospel. And they came up one after the other. You know, it's powerful. They heard God because they realized that the dead man, he was out to my right, the dead man, he is already buried. We were having a memorial service over the grave because they felt the first guy that did that service didn't do it right. And they were troubled by that he didn't have a decent burial. He had, you know, someone without faith. But when they heard the word, they marveled, and people stood up. I mean, I don't know, 8 people or some 7 people, whatever, stood up and talked about this man was a lover. This man, you know, gave his life to defend the defenseless and do all this stuff and so on and so forth. But the main thing is that he became a Christian.
Yeah.
He was a boxer. One guy called him, one blow from this guy, you're out. I mean, you're out. You cannot breathe right now. You're just conked out. And so it was a great service. But these people, some Catholic, some Protestant, whatever, they were there to hear the word of the Lord. And they gave thanks, you know, to God because they heard. But mainly the sister who said, we can't just let that other service, that doesn't fit him.
Right.
That's not him. And they grew up together. And they remember, you know, let's have another service.
It's good.
You can do it.
And so it was great.
Do it over.
Let's do it over. Make it right.
Yeah.
And they were pleased. She was so pleased. She was radiant. She was so pleased.
Praise God.
Everything that people said and everything that I said out of the Bible, I mean, it came alive. Can these bones live? Everyone that has bones in the ground, they're going to live again.
Hallelujah.
Those bones will live. So as Israel goes, so goes the church. But true Israel is not the same as unbelieving Israel. There's two Israels. The unbelieving Israel and the believers, just like with us. We're the ones that believe in the promise. Others just believe in the law. They're just trying to keep a law. They have pressure on them to behave themselves. Don't ever behave yourself. Don't ever behave yourself. Because you always behave yourself. And that's not a good self. So what you want to do is let Jesus behave for you. Let Jesus behave in you. Let Jesus transform you with his presence. Amen. So that the holiness of God through the mercy of God gives you a just judgment in the throne of God. So that you realize you live forever and ever and ever. World without end. You're born after the... Whenever there's a change in the law, there has to be a new priest. Jesus is that priest. Jesus is the priest. If Aaron was a good priest, he would have saved you forever, but he couldn't. And so there's infirmity, there's lack of power, effect in Aaron's burials. You can't, if you're just a keeper of the law, man at his best state, you're just vain. It's worthless what you did. So God wants you. Now, I'm preaching this not to Israel. I'm preaching this to us about Israel. If God isn't faithful to Israel, he won't be faithful to you. I'm telling you, if he doesn't keep that promise, give Israel back their land, restore that kingdom to Israel, he lied. So, you will be in heaven when you see it. You won't be here on earth. You'll be in heaven when you see it. Depending on how God arranges it, you will be able to see Israel in their land. So all they wanted was give me our land back. But some Israelis will escape. And especially the priests. The priests will escape. 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, 12,000, and so on and so forth, till there's 144. Those priests will renew Israel. So this Son of Man is like unto Jesus, Son of Man. He is the perfect Son of Man. Ezekiel gives you the strength. The Lord is my strength. Again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones, verse 4. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, you dry bones! And he's shouting out on this valley. And you know, in a valley, you can actually hear the echo. And the bones hear that echoing back and forth. Hear the word of the Lord. Been no longer dead. Come alive. And his words were powerful. Beyond measure. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and I will cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Lord. Do you know that when the nations see this, hear this, they will be ashamed. All the nations of the world will know God is God. You can't know that today except by the word. You cannot know that today except by the word. But when you see these things take place, you will know God is God. And there is no other. Today you don't know. So don't be surprised at your doubts. How many know you have psychological doubts all the time? I don't know if I believe that or not. Because the world is totally God is irrelevant to the world. The world that you live in now is no longer a Christian kind of, you know, influence thing. It's just a word that even the churches have fallen away. And, you know, I don't know what the percent is. They always do these studies, but I don't trust them. But whatever the studies are, a lot of Christians don't believe Jesus is God. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is one person, Jesus. But he has two natures in him, God and man.
Amen.
He's Jesus, the true God and the true man. So he's you. He's actually you. Because all of he is doing right there is not his own will. This is the will of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit up in heaven. And he's sent downstairs to tell us this good news. True God, true man. Now, nobody else can do that. Nobody else. You will never do this. You cannot be Son of God and Son of Man. You will be born of the flesh, but now also born of the Spirit. That's your one person with two natures in you. Born of the flesh, that's no longer you. And born of the Spirit, that is you. But many Christians are not faithful. They don't believe God really means that. But because Jesus is one person with two natures, Son of God and Son of Man.
Thank you.
So also you can be one person, just like him, but two natures. Born of the flesh, but you're no longer flesh. And so by faith, you obey without even seeing it. Everyone that's of faith today doesn't see it. It's an unseen world. All you have is the Bible. The Bible tells you about an unseen world, heaven. And you see it, and that's real. Heaven is more real to me personally. Heaven is more real than this world. All my learning, nothing. All my education, nothing. All my skills, all my... meaningless. All the pride and all that, that's junk. That's junk. And so I don't believe that. I believe the Bible. Well, you're weird if you believe the Bible today, because except for Texas, most of the United States is kind of post-Christian, post-modern, post-everything other. And so on. I'm not mad at them. They're intelligent people. That's great. That's good. Let your mind see if it can save you. It won't. Let your emotions see if they can save you. I just feel this way. So if you feel something, that must be real. It's not real. How many that emotion is nothing but vain imagination? I feel that people don't like me. People say that all the time. And that's going to conduct your life? Well, I just feel like everybody's against me. Everything I try, and people are complaining, they're self-pitying and so on and so forth. How many know someone like that, not you, but someone else like that? That. And so it's okay. Don't judge them. Bless them. Pray for them. Forgive them. Love them. That's all.
Hallelujah.
And there's no curse. Never curse another person. They're ignorant. They're not stupid. It's not stupid. They have brains, just like you do. But their brains are completely controlled by their emotions, which are completely at not peace. I mean, they're not at peace. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. For he trusteth in God. Well, so I do. I do trust in God, and I believe these words are true. Are they? I can't prove it, and I'm not even interested in proving it. I just live it. If you don't like me, you don't like me. I don't care. I'm not afraid, and not afraid of people. Why? If you have a fear of people, you're a pagan. You're a pagan. Every religion is to put people together because the state can't do it. They'll put people together so that they obey the state and all that kind of stuff. Okay, everyone's into community. Everyone's into being liked. Everyone's popular. Everyone wants to, be noted when you walk through the room. She's here. Wow. I'm not. I don't regard anybody as superior to me except one, God. Only God. I only respect him and his son and so on, because they're all one. Jesus never ceased to be Son of God when he was on the earth. He was always Son of God. He knew stuff that no one else knew. He knew when he was speaking, this is the truth. It's not his truth. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upstairs, their truth. He's sharing it like he's a man so that you would take hope. If he can rise from the dead, I'll rise from the dead. If the Jews can inherit their land, the whole land that God promised him, I know there's no fear in me. I will also inherit everything Jesus said. So as the Jews go, so goes the earth. The church will copy the Jewish people if it's lukewarm, if it's under a law, if people feel pressure. Most Christians that I know feel pressure. They feel like I have to behave. Good. How's that working? I'm up one day and down the next day. Did you know it's kind of like a yo-yo? You know, and your life is yo-yoed. You know, my life is steady all the time. I'm always at peace. I'm always, you know, go to sleep at night. I don't need pills or anything like that. I don't want that. I'm happy with Jesus, and I'm ready to die. I don't mind dying. I signed up for death. You know, the minute I became a Christian, signed up for death. You know, you'll be persecuted, hated, despised, you know, misunderstood, and so on. Hey, I love it. I mean, it actually appears that way. I don't really care. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. Why? Because he first loved me.
Hallelujah.
Just him loving me. And I did it read a book. Amen. I just read it in the book. I've never seen Jesus. How many here have seen Jesus? You know, I've had visions and so on, but I really haven't seen Jesus. And I don't really care. But I know he looks like me. Did you hear what I just said? Now I can say it because I've seen him and he looks just like me. In other words, I look like him.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, Jim, I can appear any way I want to, mm-hmm. so that you realize I lived your life for you. Because you can't live your life. I'm another man. Yeah. I'm another person. I'm not me. I'm Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm Christ in me. Now, people think that's ridiculous. Fine. I'm not criticizing people that do that. I'm praying for them. And I'm, without apology, I share Jesus wherever I go. Because I'm do it publicly. Because he said, hey, if you deny me in public, I'll deny you. Okay. And so, I mean, that doesn't scare me. It's just, hey, I'm not going to do it. I'll do it openly. And so I can meet a stranger in 3 seconds. I'm talking about Jesus. I mean, I don't care. Why? Because I met a lady yesterday. I never saw her before. I didn't know her name or who she was. But, you know, she just started to open up and she was interested. What's your phone number? You know, where's your church? You know, so people, you know, hey, where's your address? They're not here today, by the way. But anyway, I give out my phone number and address and so on and so forth because I have nothing to prove, right? So are you radiantly happy all the time?
Yes.
Amen.
The answer is yes, but you do it from the Bible. You don't do it because you feel it.
Yeah.
You don't do it because you understand it.
Amen.
You don't even do it because you want to.
Yeah.
I want to be happy like you are. that's funny. Because I'm happy, but it's just by faith. I don't have to be sincere when I say it. I mean, I'm not going to prove it. I'm really, really happy. I mean, really, 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 you're sincere. I don't really care how I say it or whatever. I just say it. It's just plain yes and no. It's just, are you a Christian? Yes. Are you ready to die? Yes. So, it's kind of funny. If you're dead, then other people are alive. As long as you're alive to yourself, you'll love yourself. Everybody's selfish. Everybody wants pleasure. Everybody in the whole world, they were born for pleasure. I'm a queen. I'm a princess. I'm whatever. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. God loves you just as you are.
Yes.
Just as you are. Don't fix up. Don't fix up for Jesus. Just be ugly. Be nasty. Be whatever you want to be. You know, I don't want Peggy to be what I want her to be. I want her to be whatever she is. And she's like all over the place. Good. That's the way. Just be a hypocrite. Be a liar. Be whatever you want to be. I love you just the way you are. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That kind of throws her. Amen. David. Could David be like that? Yeah.
Hey, I'm always thinking about the goodness I should.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes he points
it out. Yeah, right. But it doesn't have to be sincere, because Jesus is sincere. He is not.
That's right.
When the Bible says be sincere, it's just talking about be yourself. It's just meaning stop being phony and fake and hypocrite. Yeah, no. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's a Christian.
The issue is you're not trying to please Jesus.
Right.
You mess up each other.
Right.
I'm not afraid he's going to leave or anything.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's peace. Yeah. That's peace.
No fear of that.
I don't have to. I can be myself, and there's nothing that I could do that would change it.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
You have that in your family, right? No, there's nothing your children could do. There's nothing grandchildren that be coming someday. You know, there's nothing any of them can do to make you not love them. Just the same with God. You can't make God not love you. Now, God, I've been bad for 3 days in a row. He doesn't care. Yeah, don't do it again. It's not him. That's not him. That's the devil. That's the devil.
That's right.
And say, now, don't do that again, or you're going to go to hell. He doesn't ever say that. He wants heaven for you, and he always gets his way. So since he wants it, I'm cool. When Jesus wants something, that for me is the way it is. I don't question him. Now, everybody else does, let him. It doesn't bother me. Like, the whole world can be full of atheists and killers and murderers. It's fine with me. I grew up in a mafia family. I'm used to it. I'm used to just bad. I never grew up in a church. I never, ever darkened the door of a church. I was 11, first time my third father took us to church. And, you know, it's just like weird. I mean, I didn't understand what was going on. I wasn't raised in that environment. I always did lawless things. I always broke every law. I never obeyed. To graduate from college, you had to have swimming. I thought, I want to. And I graduated. To be a philosophy major, you have to have introduction. I don't want that. But I just started with the end course. What's the last course? Plato seminar. I'll do that. And I was straight A++. Never missed anything. I mean, it's hard to believe, but I never missed anything. Because I used to be a liar and a cheater and all that kind of stuff, but now I didn't even need to lie. I wasn't a Christian. I just, you know, paid attention. And you read the chapter for the week. I read 5 or 10 books. And so I didn't just read what I needed to read. I read everything. I wanted to. I wanted to. I was crazy. But everybody called me Nietzsche because I read everything Nietzsche wrote. Everyone called me Kierkegaard because I wrote everything he wrote. I have all those books at home. I have all of Luther's books. I have everything. And I read them all the time. I still read them. I love them. But the philosophy thing is junk. And the reason that I loved Nietzsche, who believed God was dead, the reason I believed in him was not that I believed in him. I believed he said it right. For most people, God is dead. He nailed it. And then the other guy, Kierkegaard, said philosophy is junk. I believe in him, too. I believe in anyone that debunks this world, right? Because this world ain't perfect. Have you noticed that in your own life? This world is not perfect. But I say it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
It's perfect. My marriage is perfect. My church is perfect. Everybody's perfect as far as I'm concerned, because just be what you are. And when people lie to me, I can see right through their lies because I'm praying for them. When you pray for someone, God gives you a revelation. You know, he tells me all about Raul. Not Cynthia. And that was easy because he's just like me. He's just like me. That's his background. But now he's born again. So I believe the born again, and that canceled out the other. Promises cannot be overthrown by laws. Promises cannot be overthrown by law. Now, he's speaking to the dry bones in the land of Israel, Ezekiel 37. He's speaking to the dry bones, verse probably 6. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you, this is called covering, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon the bones. And the skin covered them above. And there was no breath in them. God is saving that. Then said he to me, prophesy unto the wind. Now, wind has two meanings in Hebrew. It could be nephesh, which means you're a regular person. You know, you're a natural person. Nephesh. But animals have that too. And anything that's alive in nature has nephesh. Okay? That's just breath, wind, coming out of the mouth of God. But ruach is the spiritual life that's eternal. So ruach of God is totally different. Absolutely different. Completely different. And the ruach of God settles everything. So this ruach of God is what he's speaking right here. Then he said to me, prophesy unto the wind. Not the wind itself. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, north, south, east, and west, thus saith the Lord God, cometh forth the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Ruach. That's the word. Not bios, not, you know, biological life. This is not nephesh. This is something else. So remember Jesus, he said these words, I came to give you what?
That you might have life.
Life! And life that you might have life more abundantly. That means you are have eternal life, but it also means Jesus now will do all your works, and that is more abundant. It's not talking about you doing both. You get life eternal. Now, when you get that, you get everything. Because Jesus does everything. He doesn't do some things, many things. He does everything. Martha's sin was she was troubled, anxious about many things. She was constantly thinking. She was a thinker. But her sister did well. Remember, her sister just sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. Because he's the teacher. He's instructor. He's the guide. He's the one telling you how to, you know, do nothing. Did you know that a promise always creates a right in the promisee? You have a right not to do the works of the law. That's your right. I have a right not to do them. Why? Because the promise said he's done it all. God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering. Well, there it is. If God does it, I don't need to do it. If God does everything for my salvation, sanctification, glorification, if he does everything for me, I don't need to do anything. It's just a free gift for me. Wow, passive. It should be active, faith active in love. No, it's passive. It's passive because Jesus is going to do everything for me. So he'll be active in love for me. So all my fruit of the Spirit, that's just Jesus. I don't get credit for something I didn't do. He did it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So that's my glory. And if that's not practical, it's worthless. If everything in Christianity is not practical, it's worthless. If it's just heavenly, it's no good. But if it's heaven to earth, as in heaven, so on earth. Now, you can't do that when you're in heaven. It has to be done while you're on earth. So right now, that's what he's looking for. Where is my church on earth that will manifest me? Not themselves. Manifest me, not themselves. But everybody that I know is out to prove themselves as being a great Christian or a wonderful person or whatever. I'm not going to do that. I'm just me. And I'm embarrassing me. That's why Peggy, when I asked her if she would marry me, she hesitated. And she hesitated because she knew I was a total embarrassment. She knew, I like this man because he's a little bit unusual. However, he's so unusual, he's embarrassing. And so she hesitated. Well, now just Peg, I've only given you 5 minutes. Now just say the answer right now because I know you don't make up your mind. But this is marriage. It's a big deal for me. I've chosen you. Do you want my offer or not? Well, I don't want anyone else to have you. Well, is that a yes or is that a no? Well, and so he went on like that for 5 minutes. So at the end, I knew nothing. every time she'd say something, was that a yes or is it, I don't know. And she wouldn't clarify anything. She didn't want to commit, because if you commit, you might sin. You know, and then you go to hell. That was her her theology. If I commit and it's a mistake, then I'll go to hell. It's just marriage. It's just marriage. And God's for it, so I'm for it. So let's marry. And I wasn't even a Christian. I was not a Christian at that time. But I knew, just, you want to marry me or not? I'm an embarrassment. I don't care. You know, I like you. You know, you don't have to like me. I don't even care. You don't have to like me. I'll be happy. Fooey on you. If you don't want to be happy, don't be happy. That doesn't make me unhappy because you're unhappy. Right. How many know that other people's unhappiness doesn't make you unhappy?
Yeah.
They can be unhappy at you at all they want to. Rain on them. You know, don't worry about it. And so I never try to please people because people pleasers don't make it to heaven.
Yeah.
I'm just me. And God loves me unconditionally, without any conditions. He said, I love you, and I just read it in the book. I didn't feel it or think it or understand it. I just read it in the book. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'll take it. It sounds like a pardon. You know, sounds like any sin I ever commit, it'll be forgiven me. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. And so I didn't feel it or think it or get saved or anything like that. I like the idea. The idea was, I don't have to do anything. He does everything for me. Do it. Go for it, Jesus. If you love me, I'm no good. I've never been good, and I never will be good. And I'm not going to help you out by lying. I know how to lie, but I'm not going to lie for you. If you don't come through, I'm not going to tell. You know, if you come through, I'll tell. And so it's up to you. You want to do it all? Do it all. I took him at his word. And you know what happened? Miracles began to happen. I mean, incredible miracles. And I didn't even want miracles. I believe most miracles were not real. I don't want them. But they came anyway. And I was like amazed. Wow, you're giving to nobody a miracle. That's ridiculous. And he healed me and he did all kinds of things. And I wasn't even praying for him. I didn't even believe in all that. I just believed Jesus. And that's about it. But with Jesus Christ, he freely gives you all things. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
If you get Jesus, you get everything. Now, you don't have to believe it, but I believed it. And I was always shocked when it happened. Wow, I wouldn't trust me with that. I would. You're going to call me into the ministry? What for? I'll ruin your whole tribe. And I'll ruin anything I touch. How many have the Midas touch? You know, can turn anything into gold. But how can you eat gold? So, I mean, you know, the guy had a problem. He had gold. Everything is gold. But gold won't save you. And so I believe just do what Jesus said. Don't understand it. Don't be a big theologian. You don't read Hebrew and Greek. Don't read Latin. Don't. I do. And I love it. But I don't think anyone would love it. But I do. I love it. Anyway, he speaks to these bones. And this is what he says. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Breath came into them. They lived and stood upon their feet as an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The whole house of Israel. Who's in the whole house of Israel? The answer is Israel. Not true. The believers in Israel are different than the unbelievers in Israel. So only the believers will make it. Those that believe in Yeshua HaMashiach. They believe he is the Messiah of Israel. Those are the ones. They will live forever. But ever the all the others that God didn't do it for them and then in them and then through them, and he's not their God. Because he's the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead, Jesus said. He's the God of the living. So God can't be the God of the dead. That's why the resurrection from the dead is what he prophesied when he was among the Pharisees. They believed in the resurrection. The other group didn't. The Sadducees. They were just trying to make money in the temple. And they were totally, they were like the high places and all that kind of stuff. But I'm neither of those. I don't want to be any of those. I just want to be me. You know, are you comfortable in your own skin? Do you like your own skin? Because you have skin that covers you over and sinews and bones and all that kind of stuff. If you're comfortable in your own skin and you like yourself, no one can criticize you. Because, you know, I agree with you. I'm a jerk. Yeah, I agree with that. That was good. That's very good. You're very smart. I always agree with my enemies because it says, agree with your enemies. I agree with them. You're a complete jerk. I agree. I had a woman in Fort Worth said, she was telling me she had a nephew or something, and I prayed for him. Pray. What good is that? What good are you? She said to me. She's now a member of the church in Fort Worth. But she said that. Good God are you? I thought about that. Yeah, no good. Very good. You're very smart to have nailed me like that. And she's now one of our best members. She is. She is a great member. And she loves me now. But she said, what good are you? It's true. I agree with you. As it says in the Bible, agree with your enemies, right? But so what? You don't like me, but Jesus does. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Try to beat that for theology. I still believe that to the day I die. And only the Bible. Only the Bible. I've never read any other book that blesses me like the Bible. It tells me the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's what I love. And America was built on this. Anyway, therefore, O bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, I will cause you to come out of your graves, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, the true land, the whole land. And you shall know, this is the millennium, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of the land of the graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I have performed it. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take you one stick, write upon it for Judah, write the word Judah on it, and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, which is for all the house of Israel and his companions. Join them one to another into one stick. Two sticks become one stick. And they shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak to you, saying, will you not show us what means this two sticks being joined together? Say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel. Do you know what stick he's saying? Which hand? Do you know what stick he's saying? Which hand? Do you remember the story in the 48th chapter of Genesis? George Washington put his hand on the 48th chapter with his left hand as he swore with his right hand. That's how he became president. I am dedicating America as that stick. The right hand, this hand that he raised on high for the promise, he raised that hand to say America is going to be greater than Israel, England. It'll be greater than England. England will be a great nation, but England will never be perfected because the spiritual one is Ephraim. The spiritual nation, America, will be greater than the European, you know, island nation. Now, I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that's what he did. We still have the Bible. It's a red velvet covered Bible. That Bible's still there. So he laid his hand on this 48th chapter, and he's saying the right hand, because he was the second born, but the second born after England was the first born in God's sight, in what his father, in fact, it was his grandfather. These were Joseph's two boys, Ephraim, and Ephraim was supposed to be on the left-hand side, but he crossed his hands, the cross of Jesus Christ, the cross. He crossed his hands and put this boy here should be second, he'll be first. And this boy here will be under this one, he'll be second. England today will never be an empire. I'm sorry. According to George Washington. I'm not saying it's in the Bible. I'm just saying that's what George Washington thought. And if you read all his writings, and I have, if you read all his writings, you'll see this is what he thought. Providence has made America greater than all the other nations. So Trump's whole noise today, let's make America great again. Because he was following then this guy that in 1835 came here to America from France and wrote Alexis de Tocqueville. He wrote, America is great because it's good. Take away the good, it'll not be great again. Now today the land is full of bad people and good people. You can't unite America. Those two sticks cannot be joined. But God joined Israel together. Wow. He said, put those as one stick. I want the left and the right, that is politics and government, politics and religion, to be the same. Religion is always on the right hand, politics is always on the left hand. This is always law, this is always gospel. Get your religion right, you get everything right. This is the foundation for this. So this hand on the right is actually the foundation. What I'm telling you there, you cannot read in a book. I'm just telling you what I know in the spirit. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to believe it. I believe it. I believe that America was dedicated, and that's why it's the greatest nation on the face of the earth right now, because we took what Israel couldn't do and what England couldn't do, even though they talked about it, they couldn't do it. We here said, let's be practical. Let's not just use our spirit, our conscience over here. Let's use also our brain over here. Let's join the two together. Our founding fathers believed both in enlightenment, and they also believed that the mind should be free. But they also believed in the Word of God, which was the foundation for that enlightenment. That's called, and every university has this written over their doorway, Lux et Veritas, light and truth. There you have it. You didn't expect to hear this on this prophecy right here. This prophecy is that Israel, again, the dry bones will come to life. But everyone is going to be resurrected, either to damnation or to salvation. I'm the one that's saved. I want everyone to be here. Dan, I hope you make it. You know, with all your religion in you, I hope you get rid of the religion and have a personal relationship to Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You taught her the truth. She got it. Yeah. Now you have to follow the truth you taught her.
No.
And so, Raul, you know, born a bad boy and so on and so forth. Now you're a good boy. Why? God. He counts it as righteousness. David, you know.
I was a good boy.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah. Always.
Utterly wicked.
Remember, a liar. He's a liar. He's just saying he's a liar. You're just the same as Alex. Isn't that pitiful? But that's the way it is. That is pitiful, Alex. That was sad. No, it's not. Actually, you don't have to be anything. Let Jesus be everything. Let God be God. Don't be God. Just let God be God. And he likes it. He loves everybody. Did you know he loves everybody? He loves Buddhists and Hindus and witchcraft people and Satanists and whoremongers. He does love them. He made them. And he put his law on their heart. He put the law of God on everybody's heart that's conceived into this world. You might think, well, they don't know right and wrong. Everybody knows right and wrong. You bite my hand, I know that's wrong. If I bite your hand, I have a story to tell. But, you know, the point is, I bit it because you needed it. You know, that's not true. We're all just mean. I wanted to bite your hand, and I did it because I wanted to. I did it because I wanted to. Did you know you can't act unless you want to? So only the want to, not your thoughts, not your emotions, they're not under any laws. You can have any weird thought in your head. How many have weird thoughts? Sometimes you have weird thoughts. You dream at night and you have weird thoughts. You know, you're in worlds that don't even exist. So that's nothing. There's no sin in having a thought. There's no sin in having an emotion. They're just not real. Nothing can be built on them. Well, I feel like, you know, that means nothing. Well, I think you don't like me. It's nothing. But here, if you want it, now there's the sin right there. I not only feel like I hate you, but I want to act against you. Now that's now you made that a law. So I'm going to get you when I see you next. I'll pay you back. Sometimes people do it secretly. They just talk in normal, and then all of a sudden they slip in something right there. And you realize, uh-oh, that, you're still mad at me. You're still, I thought you forgave me the other day. I did. But I'm mad at you right now. Okay. I thought you... So people are liars. How many know you're just a contradiction to yourself? Forget other people. You're just a contradiction to yourself. Everybody is of the flesh, and but not everybody is of the Spirit. So the Spirit then conquers the flesh every time. Truth always conquers honesty. When you're talking about an inner state inside of you, well, I feel this. When you're talking about that, you're just making a report about nothing. Or when you have a thought in your head, well, you've never liked me. She always got the better part. You know, that kind of stuff is just thoughts, feelings. They mean nothing. They're not tested at all. But when you want to do something because you thought your thought was real or you thought your emotion was real, you act on it. Now that's an action. Now you're going to be guilty about whatever you do, because whatever you do apart from faith is sin. Whatever you do apart from faith is sin. Well, I thought you were mad at me or whatever. But people just say that kind of stuff. It's meaningless. Check it by the Bible. Take every thought captive. And it says about emotions, you should be happy all the time. How many rejoice all the time? All the time.
By faith.
David. Amen. Everyone else but David. Everyone else. You do, Dan? Well, you're thinking about it. Do you actually are rejoicing all the time?
By faith. Amen.
By faith. Amen. Yeah, okay. But you actually aren't. You actually are thinking about it. I think I should say, whatever. No, you actually have to do it. When you actually do it, that is a decision, but you didn't make it. Jesus made it. How many know Jesus can cause anybody to come up out of their graves? And he will. Everyone in the end is going to be, they'll be in the sea. I don't care where they are. He'll call them forth. They'll raise up. Now either to damnation or salvation. So Jesus wants the best for you. Israel now, this is the best of Israel. The best of Israel is being raised from the graves. So the church. Even the best in the church could be saved too. You go through the tribulation, but you can come out purified. So their dry bones are what happens after they killed all the Jews and laid them in the valley. And their bones are dry. Israel's finished. Dry bones. Now they'll be raised up again. Let's see, where am I? Two sticks. And when the children of the people shall speak to you, say, what are these, meanest all these sticks, Judah and Ephraim? And he says, well, not only Ephraim, but all Israel. All Israel, meaning all the righteous Israel. And they're going to be one stick. And the sticks whereof thou writest shall be in thine hand, he's talking about Jesus, before their eyes. In other words, they'll know, uh-oh, there is a God. And say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they have gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king unto them all. Who's the king?
Jesus.
Nope. I'll read on. And not Jesus, because this is the Jewish people. And upon the mountains, and on one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, neither with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and I will cleanse them, and so shall be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be their king. How many know that King David, before he died, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. He didn't have a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. David prayed for his own resurrection. That prayer was never answered while David was alive, and he died, and Jesus said his grave is still with us. I don't know if it's in the place that they say it is, because I've been there and been right at that spot, and I don't see any bones and stuff, so I don't know. I don't know what's inside. Could be empty space. Could be dust. You know, I'm not saying that there's bones actually there, but I'm just saying God knows the molecule. Every molecule in every bone is numbered by God. He can just make them come together. They can be in the sea. They can be in the air. I don't care where they are. God knows all your molecules. How many know he counts all the hairs on your head? And when I take the shower, I look at all the hair that's down there. Whoa. Just push that aside and get that later. That's bad. And Peggy's hair is in there too. All the hairs. But he knows. Uh-oh. Jim, just check. He just fought four hairs today. You know, he knows all my hairs. I can't even think like God. He's brilliant. He knows all the hairs on my head. He counts them. Change that. Correct that. So he knows all my hairs. It's good. That God, I'd like to be on that guy's side. He's smart. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. How many know that in Psalm 110, it says this? And my Lord said to my Lord. Yes. Okay, so he was saying, my Lord Jesus said to my Lord, you know, you have created me today after the order of Melchizedek. That's what he said. That was the day that then Jesus came into the world about that. He was now a new priest with a new law. The promise. Better than the law. The law won't save you. Only the promise. That's the rock from which Israel was hewn, and it's also your rock. That's why it's the same heritage. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. Jesus. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes to do them, not to think about them, faith and so on. Do it. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, for 1,000 years, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and all their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. That means only during the lifetime. 1,000 years, and I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting, eternal, not temporal, with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them, yea, and I will be their God, and they shall be forever my people. And the heathen, this is what God's all about, shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. So how will God be known in the nations? Because the nations will see it. And they'll go, you better fear this guy. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, what I'm saying to you is in the Bible. Anybody can read it. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to read it. You just read it. Don't read it spiritually. Don't read it like, oh, I need a revelation. Just read it. Just read it. Just read it. It's good.
Amen.
It's good. It says he loves me. That's enough. Right there. Whoa, he loves me. Stupid. You know, I'm an embarrassment to you. Just like it was to my wife. I'm an embarrassment to you. You want me on your team? I'll ruin it. Yes. I love you so much. I just laugh. Did you know happiness leads to holiness? Because I'm happy all the time. Because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So I'm always happy. I'm a childlike. Why? I'm not performing. I'm not doing this to get paid. I'm not doing anything. I'm just in love with Jesus. I'd do it if you didn't pay me. I don't care. I'll just go up to anybody at any time, tell them about the gospel. How many know that I have millions and millions of people? I do. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and more throughout the world. What for? I don't know. I'm a joke. I'm just a laughing thing. But, you know, God likes me. So, too bad. I get to believe it and just preach it. I don't preach anything nonsense out of my own head. I just preach what the Bible says. And people flock to it. 500 Muslims come one time in Badagry, Nigeria, another place, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so on and so forth. I didn't do anything. I don't take myself seriously. I take him seriously. He is God. How many know he can do miracles right today?
Amen.
The same miracles he did then, he can do them now. He's just waiting for the church to be the church. All right.
Hallelujah.
David has some good words.
Amen.